Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Shot Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
Oh, Thursday morning. We got Thursday Night Football. We got Breeders' Cup. We got Bruins. We got World Series Game 5 and a 2-2 series. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Mutt. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Today is National Sandwich Day. Chris Scheim told me off the air he wishes he had a sandwich right now. You hungry? Will 10 a.m. hunger strike?
Yeah, very much so. For me, Mutt, it's like middle of my afternoon, so I'm starving.
Well, I know you've been watching your figure. I don't keep candy in the house, which is smart, after mm-hmm. 8-19 Reese's Cups the other day. You could bring a sandwich, like make a little lunchy for 10 o'clock, snack out before the podcast.
Normally, I have a more substantial breakfast, and I'm okay until I get home, but I haven't done that the last 2 days.
Metabolism, you're working out more, you're in better shape, so metabolism needs to be, you got to fuel the engine, Chris Scheim.
Exactly, you're 100% right, Mutt. And you got to fuel it with the right things. Can't be tossing diesel into a premium engine here.
What were you snacking on when I caught you eating on the microphone?
I was having a mini cupcake that Courtney brought in for Greg's birthday.
Well, I believe that's what you would call diesel.
Yeah, but you know, it just one. It wasn't a lot, just one.
I need some mini cupcakes after my foray back into NBA betting last night. We had two NBA bets last night, one of which was the under in Celtics and Cavs, and I said on the podcast yesterday, can't possibly go to overtime again. Oh, it did. Mm-hmm. It did. 107-107, that still would have been the under, but it ended at 107-106, 108-107, still well under the 222. That did not work out. They go to overtime, 114-113 your final, so we lose the under thanks to what are the odds for two teams who just played 5 days ago playing a second overtime game? I'd love to know. We did survive the Al Horford under 1.5 3-point bet. He's 1-for-4 on three. So we went 1-for-2 there. It was a little more juiced up, so we took the loss on the NBA side of it. And then let's watch the World Series baseball. We had under 3.5 runs first five innings. Scoreless the first four. Astros put up 5 in the top of the fifth. I repeat, 5 in the top of the fifth. So that bet is dead. The Phillies end up getting no hit. So Royce Hoskins over a half total base. Dead. So I picked an offensive prop for a guy whose team got no hit, and we had under 3.5 runs, and for 4 innings plus, we were home free. And so we went 1-for-4, and I'm not betting much today, Chris Scheim. Yada, yada, yada.
That's fair. I get that. Annoying. I did okay last night. I missed on Flyers plus 1.5. Toronto just pummeled Felix Sandstrom with shots. So good job by Toronto, I guess. But Tage Thompson came home nice and easy.
It was over 3.5 shots, right?
Over 2.5.
Oh, nice.
And he also had a goal in the game. So good job by Tage. And then I also I should have been more. It had a stronger conviction on the Sabres after the podcast. I was talking about it with a buddy, and I was like, shucks, I probably should have gone in a little harder on that. And I didn't. Bad job by me.
So we got the Bruins tonight, the red-hot freaking Boston Bruins.
Yes, sir.
What do we got? Well, the Prince of Pucks, the people need winners to free themselves for the weekend and week nine in the NFL. We need more money.
Yeah, so I look at this game. It's a tough one, right? The Bruins are dealing with a few injuries. The Rangers are a good hockey team. And their games have been relatively low scoring. Not a ton of like crazy scoring like with the Bruins games. But then again, they're facing the Boston Bruins tonight. So I'm going to go over six. I think this line should be 6.5. It is not. So I will take the over of six Bruins at Rangers tonight. The Bruins played two nights ago in Pittsburgh. And Linus Ullmark struggled, came out of the game, had to go back in the game because Swayman got hurt.
Yep.
I assume Ullmark will get the start tonight. And I'm okay with that, and I still want the over because, again, as I said, he struggled the other night. I kind of expect he might struggle again tonight, having to go so quickly again. I think this is normally a spot where Swayman would start, but with his injury, they're forced to start Ullmark. So I think the Bruins are going to be forced to pump up the offense, which is why I like the over so much in this game. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, what does it sound like they're going to bring up Kincaid?
That would be my assumption, yes. That would be the next guy, but I don't think they will start him.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. Bruins recall Keith Kincaid after Jeremy Swayman's injury.
Correct, but I don't believe, and I may be proven wrong about this when Jim Montgomery talks to the media in like 2 hours, but I don't believe they will start him unless they have a back-to-back at this
point. Yeah, well, admittedly, folks, there are a lot of reasons why it'd be easier to tape this podcast later in the day because of our schedule to do it earlier. So whether it's starting pitching, whether it's lineups, whether it's lines available, we can't always get you the best information. We try to, but I give Scheim credit. A couple of days ago, he audibled out of something he was going to do or added information to it on the BetQL Boston Twitter account. That's the best way to get updates during the day. If we change things on our Boston bets here on this podcast, BetQL Boston on Twitter. So the play is the over, no matter who's in net tonight.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. I want the over no matter what, because if Keith Kincaid's in net, I have zero confidence that he'll save anything. And if Omar's in net, again, he struggled the other night, so
yeah.
He's still recovering from that.
Any prop bets for Bruins and Rangers?
I really want to bet Hampus Lindholm to have over half a point.
He was awesome the night.
I really do. I just feel like player points are such a weird thing. But you know what? I'm gonna fully commit to it. I've been thinking about it all day. I've been wrestling with it in my mind. I'm going to fully commit. Hampus Lindholm, over a half a point in the game is even money.
Woo!
So he just needs an assist or a goal. And the guy was freaking nails in that Penguins game. He was involved in all four of those comeback goals. So he's on the first power play line. I think you're going to get a couple power play opportunities tonight. I love Hampus Lindholm. Give me Hampus Lindholm over a half a point here.
Yeah, he was awesome. Now, do you watch in separate bedrooms tonight or separate TVs, giving you the Bruins fan, girlfriend the Rangers fan, Shanta?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how what kind of mood she's in today when I get home.
That's going to determine where you watch things?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe I'll watch it in the office where I can watch Thursday Night Football and the Bruins at the exact same time and not have to worry about it. And then we'll also be in separate rooms.
That's a power move.
Because for those that don't know, Bruins tonight start time 7:30, not the normal 7 o'clock.
Excellent. That is good to know. We'll be on the air until 7:30 tonight and Thursday Night Football. We'll get to that in a second. Game 5 of the World Series, which, again, you folks aren't watching because people around here don't follow baseball. The Red Sox are involved, but combined no-hitter last night by the Astros and Christian Javier. 5-0 win. It is 2-2, best of three. Game 5 tonight, I'm going under 7.5 runs, not only because Justin Verlander on one side. And I don't love Noah Syndergaard, who's not been great, but they're going to have a real quick hook with Noah Syndergaard shine. They're not going to let him suck. This is what happens in the playoffs. His strikeout total is only 2.5, and people are hammering his under this morning, which tells you they think he'll be out of this game early. And reading some of the early prospectus on tonight's game, they basically think that he'll go like one time through the lineup. So no outs total posted for him yet. If they posted his outs total anywhere over 9.5 or 10, I would want under on outs for Noah Syndergaard tonight, but it's not up there. So I'm going to stick with under 7.5 runs in a low-scoring game. It would have hit last night with a 5-0 shutout win. And I went Trey Mancini over half total base at minus 140. He's back in there. Should be DHing tonight. They didn't start him one of these games in the World Series so far, but given the expected lineups, he's supposed to be back in there. He's got decent numbers, 111 runs created there in the middle part of the order. So I want over Trey Mancini, half total base. I want under 7.5 runs, Game 5 World Series. And I admit I'm in the minority, Scheim. I am way more interested in this game tonight than the expected 42-10 final, Eagles-Texans Thursday Night Football.
Fair enough. I get that. I recognize that.
You live, breathe, and eat football. That's your thing, so you'll be into this game tonight.
I will.
I have Jalen Hurts in a couple of home leagues, so just don't get hurt. Jalen put up 25 points. Let's turn the page. I have zero bets tonight for Thursday Night Football. I'll be casually watching. I'll have World Series on one screen. I will have Bruins on a second. I will have this on the third. This will be the third, not even the laptop, the Chromebook. The TV is going to have the World Series. The laptop will have the Bruins. And the Chromebook, the smallest screen, will have Thursday Night Football, Scheim. Do you have any bet for the people tonight in what feels to be an ugly Thursday night game where no Brandon Cooks? From all indications, he's so mad he didn't get traded. He's not suiting up tonight.
Unbelievable.
For the Texans. Davis Mills, who David Carr ranked the second best quarterback in last year's draft class on NFL.com. That idiot. Anything tonight in this godforsaken game?
Yeah, so I mentioned it earlier in the week, and I'm going to bring it back here because I already have a bet placed on it. Might even double down on it today when I drive up to the great state of New Hampshire. That's Philadelphia Eagles -4 in the second quarter. The Eagles have scored more points in the second quarter than any other team in football. They've scored so many points in the second quarter that they've outscored the Pittsburgh Steelers' total points scored on the season in only the second quarter. That's how good the Philadelphia Eagles have been in the second quarter. I want them. I'll lay the 4. That's fine. Houston stinks. I know we don't really do this very often on the podcast. I'm also going to tease the Eagles tonight.
Pick winners?
No. Oh. I'm gonna tease the Eagles tonight. I'm going to tease them down. I look, I don't care. I just want it under 10. That's the number I care about here. I get it under 13. I get it under 10. I know I don't get through the key number of 7, and all the hardcore gamblers will yell at me. I don't really give a shit, to be completely honest.
Wow. I'm going to take that, hardcore gamblers that are listening to Boston-based betting podcasts.
Well, no. You're like a-hole hardcore gambler, guys. I get it. I understand it's not going to be down through the key number of 7. I'm well aware. That's fine. Don't care. I just want it down through 13 and down through 10. So I'm going to bet the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to tease the Eagles and the under tonight in tonight's game. So I'll get the Eagles at -7.5 and under 51.5 in the game as well.
Fantasy football question real quick.
Go for it.
You can, in a full PPR league, you can start Devonta Smith tonight or Gabe Davis against the Jets.
I'm going to say Devonta Smith.
I also have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I'm going to say Devonta Smith just because the Jets defense is really good. DJ Reed is the second corner for the Jets, and he is.
But don't they have
underrated.
To throw? I agree with you. My thought was, well, they're going to have to throw. They might the Eagles might get up 21-0 and just hand the ball to Miles Sanders and Scott and these guys to just ice the game.
Yeah, I don't know how much success Gabe Davis is going to have is the issue, I guess.
Okay, so it's more of an anti-Gabe Davis day than a pro Devonta Smith.
Correct.
Okay, I need to text my brother. He usually helps me out with these things as well. He's good at this fantasy football.
And it's not like Gabe Davis, outside of that one game against Pittsburgh, it's not like Gabe Davis has lit the world on fire, right? 2 for 35, 3 for 74 and a touchdown, pretty good. That was when he had that blow up 3 for 171, and then 1 for 13, 3 for 37, 4 for 81 and a touchdown back in week 1. So it's not like Gabe Davis has been lighting it up either. And so that's why, for me, going against a good defense, this is more of an anti-Gabe Davis take than a positive Devonta Smith take.
Totally, totally fair. All right, so you're going to go with a second quarter -4, which you've already placed, and you're going to play a teaser, which I just got. I don't know how they're listening, but the hardcore gamblers are texting me right now. Why is Scheim doing this? What is he talking about? Does he want to lose his hardcore gambler membership card? Whoa, Scheim, you have really upset the club with the people are very upset with this.
I might turn into the XFL mud. I might just have to start my own league of hardcore
gamblers. I would follow that league. I would follow the league. One other NFL note. I saw the headline, so I'm curious. Rob Ninkovich says only 3 good teams in the AFC. He was on the Greg Hill Show today. Check it out on the Greg Hill Show podcast.
He was not on, no.
On the Odyssey.
We just talked about him.
Oh, okay. I saw the headline, so I assume Rob FOG. So I thought he was on. Who are his 3 good teams?
His 3 good teams are Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Buffalo. That's it. He thinks there are no other teams that can win the Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
You and I talked about this. I think it was yesterday. We're more in the category. I think there's six. I believe you think there's seven. But I think three is far too few. I think he's being
It's funny you said that. I think Andy Hart said, you want those three teams in the field last night? And I'll still take the field.
Yeah.
Like I there are some other outside opportunities. Okay, so those are the three teams. That makes sense.
Yep.
In the AFC, there are the big two, obviously. If you told me I could have Kansas City, Buffalo, or the field, I would take Kansas City or Buffalo. The NFC feels much more wide open. As good as the Eagles are, the NFC feels like the more open conference right now at the halfway
point. Yeah, I just don't understand how people can lock the Eagles in as the NFC champion when they haven't beaten anybody.
It's week nine, Shime. It's freaking week nine. They've had no injuries so far, adversity, easy-ass schedule.
I'm really glad you brought this up. Because
this is what people do.
John Ewing did such an awesome job yesterday tweeting out the midseason favorites for all the awards from last year at week nine and who actually won the award. And the majority of the guys who were the favorites at this time last year didn't win the awards. They did, and then he did it with the playoff teams. A lot of them didn't win their divisions or didn't make the playoffs. Things changed. There's still a half a season left to play. And the Eagles have the easiest schedule in football, and they continue to have the easiest schedule in football.
And as far as I can tell, no real adversity, Sean.
Zero.
No major injuries. Hurts has been healthy. A.J. Brown's been healthy. Sanders has been healthy.
They barely play from behind.
Offensive line is awesome.
The only time they played from behind all season was that Jaguars game. They go down 14-0. They immediately tie it up because they score 14 points in the second quarter because, again, the Eagles are amazing in the second quarter, and then they go on to dominate the game. It's the one time they're playing from behind. They don't even play from behind. So it's hard to know exactly what this team is.
And as you said, they have an absolute, a strawberry shortcake soft schedule.
Yep.
The rest of the way here. They get the Texans. They get the Commanders in prime time. Yay. Colts, Packers. That's mildly interesting. Again, in prime time. Titans, blah. Giants, we'll see. Bears, woof. And then Christmas Eve afternoon. All right, as I'm getting ready for church, Cowboys and Eagles. There we go, Chris Scheib.
So you're telling me the Eagles don't play a legit game until Christmas Eve?
So you say legit game. They'll be favored in all of these games, but I wouldn't be surprised if
They're going to pump the Packers. I think the Giants game will be a little more interesting than people give it credit for, just because I think Daboll's that good of a coach. Outside of that, I still think the Eagles are point favorites over the Giants.
I've started buying. We got to go here in a second, but Kyrie Thompson from Chicago, so he's naturally sort of inherently a little bit pro Bear. But he showed me Justin Fields' numbers the last 4 weeks. Quarterback rating in the 90s.
Yeah, he's awesome.
3-1 touchdown interception ratio. I'll reference it again. If people want a good laugh, go look at David Carr's quarterback rankings. He re-ranked the quarterbacks from last year. And long story short, he has Davis Mills second, Sam Ellinger sixth, and Mac Jones seventh. But in there, he does do a good job of pointing out that Fields has been – he's been flipping good. If you want to argue, if you want to redraft Nick Fields number one, or even over Trevor Lawrence, I'm probably being a little reactionary, but I wouldn't go crazy. Based on his athletic profile and the fact, Shine, this is the one thing you and I agree on. We both liked Fields better than Mac Jones a year ago. We both 100%. Were tweeting at the time. You go back and find our tweets. Trade up and get Justin Fields, Bill. He didn't do it. He got Mac Jones. This is not a Johnny-come-lately take. I liked Fields better, more athletic, awesome competition there in the Big Ten. He is blossoming, so I'll say it a month and a half ahead of time. The Bears game will not be easy in Chicago, December 18th, because they'll also be looking ahead the 6 days later when they take on the Cowboys.
True. Fair point.
See, we don't even try to go here. We get fired up at the NFL at the midway. We don't even try.
Yeah.
It's our natural chemistry, Shime.
We're so good at this.
You're forced out of the hardcore betting community now, and I got to fight for you back in.
I appreciate you.
We ask one thing on this podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on the Odyssey app. It is a humongous help to us, especially on a day, Shine, where if you're listening to this, you're getting a second podcast today. You're getting two. You're getting the normal Mutt and Shime yell back and forth, and you're also getting all things horse racing for Breeders' Cup on Saturday. Because we're going to hang up here. I'm going to call my friend Dick Girardi. We're going to do a second podcast, Shime, that's only Breeders' Cup. Is that okay with you today?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I just realized we've gone too late. We have to put a pin in Fourier versus Wiggy. We'll do that tomorrow as part of our NFL podcast. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
I totally forgot about it. Bad job by me. Subscribe, rate, and review. Chris Scheim, good luck getting back into the hardcore gambler circle. Keep us updated. And any updates to your Bruins bets and any additional bets you make in New Hampshire, add them to the BetQL Boston Twitter account.
Perfect. We'll do.
You promise?
I absolutely promise.
Okay, Scheim is going to get something to eat. We're going to set a new podcast up. And the next time you hear my voice, second podcast of the day, full Breeders' Cup breakdown all day Saturday. We'll talk to you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.